Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Louise, how's it going? Welcome to another podcast.
Yeah, this is the least prepared I've ever come.
Right, okay.
Usually I come with something in the back pocket, just in case nothing comes to me. Nothing today.
This is a long road, like we said right at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, doing every week another letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Can't remember how many letters there are.
26.
That's 26 weeks.
Mm. We're kind of nearly halfway there, minus four.
But it's quite, you know, it's like stopping at Reading Services when you're going to Bristol from Leon C. Yeah. That's a poor analogy, but do you know what I mean? It's like a halfway stop.
Yeah,
do you know what
I'll mean? Give you the Irish analogy. When you're going from Dublin to West Cork, you stop in a pub called Matt the Thrasher.
Right.
And they do the most amazing cheeseburgers. I feel like we're at Matt the Thrasher's in podcast land.
What's the name of that place? Matt the
Thrasher.
Matt the Thrasher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty Irish, yeah.
Pretty Irish.
I need to up my Irish because I'm heading off there now in a couple of days, and I'm going to be there for 10 days totally.
So you're going to suck up a bit of Irish there?
Apparently I'm already texting more in Irish, not in the Gaelic language, but in Irish than I have ever before.
Right.
I texted my partner earlier saying, Asher, that's grand.
Okay.
And you were back, really? Like, that's ridiculous. I was like, I really mean, though, they're sure it's grand, like, so it's fine.
Well, we were out the other day getting our photographs taken, because your partner is a brilliant photographer. He's going to do some photos for us. But I noticed you were calling each other babe.
No. Okay.
You called him babe.
No, I didn't. So this is how that story goes. So I'm not going to let that fly on the podcast, right? My partner and I always slag people who called each other babe, right? Or babes.
Babes.
You know, we just hate it. We just think it's so lame. And like, wouldn't you hate to be one of those couples who call each other babe? And so as like a take the mick, we started calling each other babe and like kind of doing a cringe thing afterwards. It's only gone and caught on a bit. Like,
it sticks. I think you asked him, babe, do you mind holding my bag? And I was like, oh, they call each other babe.
No, we don't, Bush. Okay, I'm putting my foot down. It was just a little bit of a slip of the tongue. Amazing. We don't call each other babe. We hate that. We're against it. Maybe it slips in every now and then because we brought it into the vocabulary to take the piss, and now it's sort of turned itself on top of us.
It's spiraled out of control.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this now and you have a lovey-dovey phrase for your partner, then do drop me a little message.
What do you call Katie?
At Bush on the Radio. Pretty Katie, I call her.
That is so cute!
I call her Pretty Katie.
Does she like that?
I'm not too sure.
What does she call you?
Andy.
Wow.
Andrew, if I've done something wrong.
What does she call you in the bedroom?
We're not going there, Louise.
Really?
We're not going there.
Okay,
Thank you very much.
Fair enough.
I've got three kids, but very rarely go there. Right, let's get on with this. One thing we do need to clear up, which came in at the tail end of last week. You remember we left last week's episode on a cliffhanger. We couldn't find who the British version of Daniel O'Donnell was.
Yeah.
And who was it? Someone suggested it. I don't remember the person's name, but they've come up with a brilliant one.
Two suggestions. One was Andy Bush.
What? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't see that. Well, that's very nice.
And the second one was Cliff Richard.
Of course, he was there all the time under our noses. He's the English equivalent of Daniel O'Donnell. Is that his name, Daniel O'Donnell?
Daniel O'Donnell, you got
it. I keep nearly saying Daniel Day-Lewis. Right, that aside, let's get on with this week's episode. This is going to be a good one. In the A to Z of the 1990s, this is stuff beginning with J. Right then, let's get stuck in. You just count all the letters on your fingers. What's going on there?
Yeah, I can't. I have to go A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Okay, so we're nearly...
C, D, E, F, G.
10. We're on 10. We've done 10 episodes.
That's good.
We've only got 26 to do, so we're sort of halfway.
You know the way you were counting then?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but if I've got to like read through, like say a password in my head,
yeah.
I say it in old like baby words.
Go
so
on.
So if I had to say, if I was trying to, if, imagine my password was Andy,
mm-hmm.
right? I'd have to go, ah,
no.
Duh.
Oh, no!
I do though, really weirdly. So if it was the third letter, in my head I'll go, ah, na, duh, yeah.
No, hang on a second.
It's really weird.
Nobody does that.
I can't help myself, but all passwords I do in my head.
Na, duh.
Duh, yeah.
Yeah for Y?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus
I think
Christ.
I've got a problem. I've got a problem.
What about, do you sing the alphabet when you're doing the alphabet?
A, B, C, D, E, F.
Or can you just go, oh, I know that that's the... whatever letter of the alphabet.
No, not in a million years.
Yeah,
I'd have
neither.
To sing it and do it on my fingers like you were doing.
I agree.
Well, let's start things off then, Louise. Hit me with a J.
So the one that came up for me very early on in the series for J is a character. He's not a real person. He's a character called Jordan Catalano.
Now, you've lost me already.
Good. Okay, I can explain.
Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. So, the girls know what I'm talking about. Jordan Catalano is a character from a programme called My So-Called Life back in the 90s with Claire Danes.
Again, no idea.
No problem. Bit before your time. Bit ahead of your time? Which one are we doing?
I want to slag you off about it, but whenever I do this, then I get a load of people on Twitter saying, Bush, surely you must watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Or surely you've listened to Long Wave Radio Atlantic 252, which you haven't. And
or
you...
what was the film, the thing I need to watch as well?
Father Ted.
Oh, yeah, Father Ted, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there's loads of stuff you haven't watched. But, okay, now listen, I wouldn't be saying to you, go back and watch My So-Called Life. I'm not saying that. Okay. It was a programme from the 90s. I think it launched Claire Danes' career, and there was a love interest that she had in a high school.
Ooh.
And his name was Jordan Catalano.
Okay.
And he was played by Jared Leto.
Ah, now I do know Jared Leto. Yes,
yes. Because what's his band called again?
30 Seconds to Mars.
30 Seconds to Mars, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he was incredibly beautiful back in the day. We've talked about it on the A to Z of the 90s before. He had the curtains hairdo.
He did.
He had ridiculously long eyelashes that he doesn't deserve as a male. Only females deserve long eyelashes. We don't get them. Only boys do. He had this black choker bush that he wore in every single episode.
Right.
And I'd never really seen guys wear jewellery before. He had a choker and he'd always wear like a flannel shirt. And he was, if I may say so, an absolute ride.
Really? That's the phrase.
That's the phrase. He was an absolute ride. He'd do this thing where he was very shy in it, very unassuming, and he'd kind of do these, I'm not going to do it to you because I can't do it. He'd look down, but then he'd like look up with the lashes. Every girl would melt.
He sounds like a ride.
An absolute ride.
He's an absolute ride.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a good looking guy now, isn't he?
I don't know.
He's got a bit Jesus looking.
He's gone a bit creepy, Jared Leto.
I think Jared Leto now, because he was in the Blade Runner movie, he's the baddie in the Blade Runner movie, he kind of looks like Jesus's say cooler older brother who was in bands and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not interested in carpentry at all.
Just
wanted to play guitar.
But back in the day, Bush, him in the 90s, Jordan Catalano, Jared Leto, both J's, absolutely banging.
In the A to Z of the 1990s, J is for Jordan Catalano.
That's correct. Speaking of Jordan Catalano, what is your stance with male jewellery?
Right. Male jewellery. Like what? Like a chain? Having a chain?
So a programme called Normal People came out a couple of years ago. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay, Normal People was by Sally Rooney. It was one of the biggest programmes in 2020. There's a guy called Paul Mescal in it. Mescal. That's a drink, isn't it? Anyway, we'll call him Paul Mescal. And he wore a chain in it. And there are a huge amount of sex scenes in this programme.
Right.
And he's always just naked in this silver chain.
Is he an absolute ride?
He's an absolute ride.
He's an absolute ride.
He's an absolute ride. But anyway, he is in... And his name in the programme is called Connell, and there was like Instagram pages alone just for Connell's chain because people were so obsessed with this chain that he wore.
I think I saw Connell's chain at Reading 93.
I thought you were going to say on Instagram somewhere. But look, everyone got completely obsessed with Connell's chain. What's your stance on male jewellery?
You see,
because I'm looking at you now, you're wearing a very plain black watch. And that's it. You're also clean shaven, which is making me feel massively uncomfortable.
So freaking you out a little bit?
Totally freaking me out.
I feel like I've got a court case tomorrow
morning. I can
really
see you. I've never seen so many features on you.
I don't want to divert too much into my skincare routine, but I've got a new razor, electric razor.
Lovely.
But it only goes all the way down to like, you can't like do George Michael 5 o'clock shadow.
But is it malfunctioning?
No, no, that's all you can do. It's only got one setting.
So you're either going to be clean shaven
or let it grow. And I was just getting... The problem is at the moment, right, I've got... You know, sometimes you catch a look at yourself in the mirror and you think, fucking hell.
Mm.
And I've got...
Yes, I do.
I had a beard. My hair was a bit long, but it was wet because I just got out of the shower. Got a bad back at the moment, so I was kind of like making bad noises. And I saw myself in the mirror and I looked like a start of Apocalypse Now. He's losing his mind. So I thought, I've got to shave this off.
Do you know what you need? Some male jewellery.
I need some male jewellery.
What would you put on?
I'd have a choker. I'd have a...
I don't know if you can pull off a choker, Bush.
You don't think so?
Well, like, are you thinking like a black one?
I wouldn't look good with a choker.
Okay.
Chains looks bad on me. Looks really bad on me.
Okay.
I like the idea. I had a few, like, you know, 90s rings.
I mean, do.
They said the 90s.
The silver 90s rings,
thumb
yeah.
ring. I'd never had a thumb. Actually, maybe I did have a thumb ring. Isn't the worst thing? What was it with thumb rings in the 90s? Just rings. Bloody rings everywhere. Aztec rings.
What about a ring somewhere else?
That's a little bit personal, isn't it? No, we're not in a million years. Have me Billy pierced.
Okay.
Not in a million years.
Okay.
Can I imagine that? I feel everyone's got a horrible mental image going on at the moment. So let's just move it along. Let's talk about Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Good old Judge Judy. Was she officially... Did she have... was she, like, a made-up judge?
No, I think she was actually a judge. Oh, my God, she couldn't have just been a telly judge.
She could have just been a pretend judge. I mean, I don't... You know, like, Judge Rinder.
He's a real judge.
Is he a real judge?
God, I don't know, Bush.
I'm not too sure, because surely normal judges must pass him in the judge's changing room or whatever they have, the lockers and that, and be like, come on, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Stop mucking around with this lot.
Although, Judge Judy, this stat is not correct, but I'm throwing it out there anyway. I think Judge Judy was one of the best paid television stars of the 1990s. She was on huge coin.
She's on mega bucks.
Mega, mega, mega bucks.
I like her kind of, hey, Jesus Christ.
No nonsense.
Knock your heads together.
Mm.
So there's a good J. Another J in the A to Z of the 1990s. Lisa suggested this one, listener Lisa. She says J-Lo.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lopez has not changed appearance at all, it seems.
She looks better now.
She looks even better.
It's weird.
So this is a kind of a common theme on this podcast where you get these people who, like, suspiciously look no different.
I know.
Other people go to pot. Just talking about myself there.
And
looking
me.
In the mirror.
Yeah.
Lomo as well. No, you're fine. I'm going to pot. I don't want you in the same category as me. But then you get these other people who don't change, and there's got to be necromancy involved or something.
Something fishy is going on. Although I would say we can't call her J-Lo for much longer. She's changed her name.
Yes. Did she used to be married to...
No, they got engaged, and now they've actually gotten married this time.
They were in a relationship ages ago, though, weren't they?
20 years ago, yeah.
Ben, what's his name?
Affleck.
Yeah. So what, they were in a relationship ages ago?
They got engaged, but they called it all off. Then she went off and married someone else, Mark Anthony, didn't take his name.
As in the person from History of Rome?
I don't think it's that person.
Okay.
And then she marries Ben Affleck, and she's taken his name. But she's J-Lo from the block. We can't go back from that.
She's just Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
But I just want to say well done to J-Lo. Lisa suggested her. Looks absolutely no different.
Can I just ask you one thing? Seeing as we're talking about Ben Affleck, have you seen his back tattoo?
No, I haven't, no.
Can you please just Google it for 1 second?
Ben Affleck's back tattoo.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, listener, please Google it.
What am I expecting here as I open this up?
Well, think about the fact that he seems quite sane.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good-looking guy. He's decided to get a tattoo on his back.
Oh, my God.
Look at it, Bush.
It's like a... It looks like a chicken that's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
An on-fire chicken all over his back. It's not just a tiny little...
No.
He's not just got crappy tribal tattoos like I have.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a chicken on fire on his back.
It's absolutely... It's covering...
In colour.
And it goes, look, it's going down to his bottom area.
Yeah, because he's... The picture I've got is him on the beach.
Yeah.
So we don't know, but maybe like his... Maybe the chicken's feathers go into his bum hole.
I think that's what's happening there.
That's so weird, isn't it? I'm sure J-Lo's not happy with that.
I was going to say, how is she putting up with that when he turns around and bends over?
In the A to Z of the 1990s, J is for J-Lo. I just saw you open your phone there. Was that my date of birth you put in?
Can you imagine how weird that would be?
That's so low. What an honour.
Okay, another J that's going in this week is, it has to be Jamiroquai.
Oh, him in his flipping hat.
Him in his bloody hat. But whatever about the hat, I do remember the first time seeing, back in the day when videos were on MTV. Oh, I miss them. I miss those days.
I miss videos.
What an incredible video that was for Virtual Insanity.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Do you remember the moving floor?
Moving floor and him doing his cool left, cool right, walk. Backwards, forwards,
yeah.
Walk.
Yeah. Of course, we've had Denise Van Outen on this podcast. They were sort of the couple of the 1990s.
Well, go back to the J-Lo thing from earlier on. Maybe they could get back together again.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be good?
That would be so nice. But yeah, I do think he was the epitome of cool. I think he's probably still pretty cool.
I've not seen him. Mm. And this I kind of respect him because he's not like done like Strictly Come Dancing or anything. Do you know what I mean? I haven't seen him since they stopped making records, so I think that's quite a cool thing. I like people who like, why can't you just get to a certain point in life, make your money, and then just, you know, float around on a Lilo in a private pool?
I'm pretty sure that's what he's doing, Bush.
Well, if that's the case, JK.
JK, yeah.
Good on you. That's the soundtrack to my first year of university. That.
Really? And what kind of memory does it bring up for you?
Do 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 da 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 da. It reminds me of Adidas Gazelles, flares. Going to like, I'm trying to do the dance here.
He's doing some moves.
Funk, awful funk clubs in Swansea. At a place called Barron's in Swansea, which had like that glitter tinsel curtain thing you get in working men's clubs. And just fearing for my life, trying to get back down the Kingsway, which is where all the other nightclubs were, whilst you're dressed in your 70s garb. Scooter, and halls of residence.
Did you say flares?
I was into like funk. I was massively into funk. Oh, I like a bad 70s detective.
Oh, so did you wear these flares?
Yeah, yeah.
And were they plain or did they have like a floral?
Oh, no, it wasn't floral.
Okay.
I looked a bit like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo at university.
Oh, my days.
But it's halls of residence, student union, like university. Mm. I had to share with another lad.
You had to share a bedroom?
Share a bedroom with a guy I'd never met before.
Oh, my God, I can't think of anything worse.
We were on the 9th floor of Newarth Sibley in Swansea University, so like a tower block. Mm. Never met this guy before in my life. My mum was crying because she thought it was such a horrible room when she left. It was terrible when your parents drop you off at university. And then he didn't want to go to his course, Richard. He just sat there in our room eating chips all day. He was from Porthcawl, and then he decided to go home after about 3 months.
Oh, amazing. And then did you get the room to yourself?
I think I got shipped out then.
What?
That's because they couldn't leave that space open, so I got sent somewhere else.
Now, tell me this. Did you guys have any code for any activities that were going on if you needed some, like, I don't know, if you wanted some alone time?
What are you suggesting?
Nothing, just like if you want to meditate or whatever, did you have some, like, codes?
See, what are you thinking, like, I might ask Richard to look the other way whilst I knock one out?
No.
Is that what you're suggesting?
I said meditate. Whatever you have conjured up is your own.
In the room doing. That still smells of his chips from 20 minutes
Thank
ago.
Thank God you said chips.
So, J is for
Jamiroquai.
Another J from the 1990s. A load of people have suggested. I'm so glad they have because I was absolutely embalmed in this stuff head to toe during this era. Is the male fragrance Zoop.
I can picture it.
Oh, I used to love it. Pink bottle. Mm. Bright pink bottle. It was that era where I think after the 90s it started to get a bit more kind of like soury. There was a more soury kind of taste in things. I don't know if it's the right word. I can't really say smells.
You said, you know, taste, I mean? About a scent though.
So, you know what I mean? Like
a sour smell.
You know, do you know what I mean? The 90s, go with me here. The 90s were very floral, right? And then after that it was very kind of like bitter.
Interesting. Okay.
I think I might be having a stroke.
I was going to say, like, I'm really looking at you trying to follow, and I'm like, go with it.
I don't know what to say because...
Okay, can you describe what Jupe smelled like for me, please?
Like loads of flowers.
So it's quite a floral smell for a male.
Yeah, it was like almost like bubblegummy. It was, if you're on a dance floor with a bit of Jupe on, some flares, whatever, people would know you're there. Someone described it, Stacey, described it on Twitter as being the scent of the dance floor champion. And I like to think of it as such.
High praise indeed.
In the A to Z of the 1990s, big up to you if you also wore Jupe.
Okay, I got one for you, Bush.
Uh-huh.
It's film. I can't say that in two syllables anymore. Film. Jurassic Park.
Now, I don't know where you're going to go with this. Are you a fan of Jurassic Park?
Or? I'm a fan of the original one, yeah.
Okay.
Why? What's your stance?
Just don't like it.
You don't like Jurassic Park?
Don't like it.
Why?
I just thought it was rubbish. It was a big kids movie.
Okay, well, I was a kid watching it, so maybe that's the issue.
But I was a grown-up.
It felt really real to me watching it. Like, I even remember, you know, when the kid runs into the kitchen and there's, like, loads of silver sort of, like, countertops and he hides behind the countertop. Like, I remember that scene so well and it was, like, a really, really long time ago.
Do you know the weirdest thing about Jurassic Park? Whenever anyone mentions it, I don't remember the film as such. I just remember driving with an Australian guy called Warwick.
Right.
From Brixham to Torquay to go and watch it after work. We were working in the same restaurant together. And we were going around this bend as you come out of Brixham, which is like, you know, one of those kind of country lanes with arced trees either side.
Beautiful.
And there appeared to be a beautiful woman cycling in front of us in white tennis shorts and long blonde hair. And we were like, oh my gosh, she looks pretty good. And as we got up level with her, it turned out to be a bloke. We looked like Bjorn Borg. And whenever anyone says Jurassic Park, I think about that.
Did it make you feel confused, Bush?
It was, you know that bit in Jaws where he goes forwards and the background goes backwards? It was like that. But I'm sure the film's great. I just can't remember anything about it.
Look, I think you had to be a certain age. Maybe the whole kid thing is you're spot on with that. Maybe that's what it was. But if you were a kid in the 90s and you watched Jurassic Park in the cinema, you were absolutely bricking it at the end.
In the 80s end of the 1990s, J is for Jurassic Park. Right, time for one that's been sent in by the awesome Mick Coyle, a fantastic broadcaster and news presenter. And he sent us in a little suggestion of something that he thinks needs to be on the list. And here it is.
Hey, guys, it's Mick here. I want to add a J to the list, and I'm talking Jet from Gladiators. Now, Gladiators was a rich seam of J's. John Fashanu, Ulrika Johnson, and the referee John Anderson. But Jet is absolutely the one I want to go for. Who was this incredible woman who appeared on our screens on a Saturday night? She was athletic. She was smart. She was wearing two-piece spandex. She was really something else. And I was too young to be really into girls at that particular point. But I remember there was this one game, Hang Tough, and you had to sort of swing across the stadium and try and get to the other platform before the gladiator came and sort of wrapped their legs around you and yanked you off the hoops and dragged you down to the floor. And I remember, even as a young man, I thought, oh, I think I'd really like to play that game, and I'd really like Jet to be the gladiator at the time.
Wow. Paints a picture, doesn't he?
Mick, thank you so much. That's fantastic. And the effects of sitting there and watching Jet in Gladiator, even as a child, you can hear the passion right to this minute.
Yeah, absolutely. She has come up in a previous episode, obviously, when we talked about Gladiators and G. Jet was the first person I thought of. The first person you thought of was Wolf.
The one from Twin Peaks, yeah, the killer.
I did wonder how Jet wasn't the first one you thought of, but, you know, that's another...
I'd imagine Wolf wrapping his legs around me a little bit like Mick was describing there.
But absolutely, Jet was the one, wasn't she? Absolute babe.
Amazing outfits. I'd forgotten about the guy. Was it John, the guy with the old Scottish referee?
Yeah, John Anderson, yeah.
You got my first whistle.
Gladiators, you go my second whistle.
Gladiators, you go. Can you do a Scottish accent? You go my second whistle. Go on, go for it.
I honestly can't do accents.
You must be able to do a bit of
Scottish. No, it would be so insulting. I can't do it.
Please just try.
I'm not singing and I'm not doing accents. Okay?
I feel like I'm getting a little rider sheet from
That's
you each week about things
like...
you will and won't do. We get yourself an agent.
It's come to that.
It has come to that. Thank you very much, Mick. In the 80s of the 1990s, Jay, of course, is for Jet from Gladiators.
Bush, that's me. I don't have any more.
You haven't got any more?
No. Told you I came totally unprepared.
Well, I tell you what, there's a few that are still knocking around that I think you might like. Martin says, J is for Jazzles.
Oh, the little sweets with little sprinkles on them.
Well, see, when I first saw that, I was like, is he talking about ladies'
private? Vajazzles. Yeah. I know what you mean.
But they're those they look like mouse button things, those yellow with sprinkles on them.
Sprinkles on, but I think that's where the term vajazzle came from. Because
those sweets?
Yeah, because...
Really?
your face. Because vajazzling is obviously like prettying up the lady garden, and with sprinkles, you know, gems and such.
Right.
Stones, pretty stones, and that's what jazzles look like.
Did you, if you don't mind, this is quite a personal question, but... there was a girl I used to go out with who said that when she was a kid, she used to call her downstairs her tuppence.
Yeah, and you've brought that into our lives. You've mentioned a tuppence a couple of times.
So whenever, you know, if you're trying to like talk about them but in a polite way, I always say tuppence. Are there any other names that girls have got had knocking around for that?
Foof.
Your foof. I'll make a note of that.
I like Lady Garden.
Lady Garden sounds a bit more whimsy, doesn't it?
I just think it's nice.
Foof sounds like a slap around the face. So there was that. Jill has suggested Jigglypuff.
Is that her name for her?
For other half. Get in here, Jigglypuff.
For Lady Garden.
Okay, for you. Are you suggesting that Jill's tuppence is called a Jigglypuff?
Listen.
I think it's a Pokemon. I believe. Pokemon have been around for ages. Do you want me to Google the year Jigglypuff?
I don't know if Jigglypuff can go in there. Even saying it feels ridiculous.
Okay, let's just try this. Let's just sort this out here. Jigglypuff. It's a Pokemon. It first appeared, Pokemon Red and Blue, February 27, 1996.
Wow.
The Pokemons have been around for donkey's years. Some other quick ones that have come in. Jumanji, the movie.
Brilliant.
About the board game. Absolutely fantastic. Lawrence suggests Jerry Springer.
Oh, my God. I remember that. Yeah, I remember it being on so late, so I'd watch my parents go to bed. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Really good. Do you remember the bit we used to do the bit at the end?
Yeah. What was the cut, like the bit to camera?
Well, it was a little bit like, it was like, you know, if you go and watch a hypnotist, they do a bit at the end where they kind of de-hypnotise everyone. Nick Ross used to do it at the end of Crime Watch. Do sleep well, don't have nightmares.
Don't have nightmares.
Even though, like, they've spent 45 minutes talking about people with masks.
Traumatising me. Like.
Kids getting windows smashed in and being abducted. Oh, just have a good sleep. But this one would be like, take care of yourselves and each other.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jerry Springer's little bit at the end.
After he just caused carnage in families, broke up relationships,
totally.
Caused fist fights, he wasn't really in a place to say that.
In fact, we should make a mental note to come to Ricky Lake, which was the one that used to be on...
Go
all
Ricky,
the time.
Go Ricky.
Go Ricky.
Go Ricky. Yeah.
Someone else, the final one this week, someone says you need to discuss Jimmy Nail.
I don't know much about him, so I'll let you have the floor, please.
Alf Wiedersehen Pet.
Oh, yeah.
Iconic TV show, one of those ones where as soon as the music started, I knew that I had to go to bed because it was one of those kind of bedtime programmes. Working every day for a packet of pay. That was just the song.
Lovely.
And then he played a Geordie character in it, funnily enough. So he's quite an odd-looking bloke, Jimmy Nail. He's got like a nose that looks like he's been hit in the face with a bedpan. But then he did a song called Crocodile Shoes.
Oh, please.
Mary. Nearly lured her in. This is like a really elaborate trap to get you singing again. And then he just had this little pop career for like two songs. I think he did that other one.
So hang on a second. He was in a programme and then he was a singer?
Yeah.
I've only ever known him as a singer.
Oh, no, he was...
an actor first.
Yeah.
Didn't know that at all.
He was a really good... Was he called Oz? I think he might have been called Oz in Alf Wiedersehen Pet. He was brilliant, but like hard as nails. Wouldn't have him down as... Well, there you go, Jimmy Nail. You wouldn't have him down as a singer in a million years.
Look at him.
I know, look at the state
of him.
Look
at that face.
Do you imagine that singing? But then, on top of that, he did another one about, you can have somebody else. And this woman was going, he's lying.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Ain't nobody down to me.
He's lying. Yeah.
Got you singing.
So good. That's a great tune.
So in the A to Z of the 1990s, Jay is 100% for Jimmy Nail. I think that's pretty much it. A lot of people suggesting Janinho, the little tiny Brazilian that played for Middlesbrough, looked like a tiny little girl. But I don't know whether I could have a prolonged conversation with you about that.
Absolutely not.
Even this look now says... Don't bother. But look, thank you. That is it. That's another week in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone incredibly quickly. You're going to go to Ireland for a fact-finding mission.
I am.
And you're going to come back with Barry's tea. You're going to bring in loads of Barry's tea.
Barry's tea, Ballymaloe relish, which is a gorgeous relish to put on your rasher sandwiches.
Sounds a bit dodgy.
No, it's delicious. Some Kerrygold butter of the salted type.
Nice.
And that's kind of it. As long as I've got my Barry's tea, I'm happy.
If you want Louise to pick you up anything from Ireland, mm-hmm. just drop us a little message on our brand new Instagram, A to Z of the 90s podcast. Come and say hello on there as well. And there's any suggestions you think we need to put into next week's episode. L.
Okay.
Doing it on her fingers there. L, get in touch now and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. This has been produced by the brilliant Ross Ramsey Golding. We'll see you next week in the A to Z of the 1990s. That was Jay. Louise, we'll see you in the next one.
Pardon? Bye.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.